This year's special, since the entire world commemorates the 70th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz Nazi death camp by Soviet Army. From 1941 to 1945, approximately two-thirds of the Jews who had raised in Europe before the Holocaust were methodically killed. More than 1.1 million men, women, and children were murdered in Auschwitz, became of their ethnically and religion. Today, we express not only our respect to the survivors who went through the hell and victims of the Holocaust, but also a call to action. The International Holocaust Remembrance Day gives us an opportunity to actively participate in the struggle against racism, anti-Semitism, xenophobia, and extremism. This is probably the last big anniversary that the world commemorates together with the vast group of the Holocaust survivors. Until now, it was always been them who taught us the dramatic lesson of history. Their voices became the main reminder of peace, fragility, and the warning against the human cruelty and intolerance. However, the reality is that very soon we, the post-war generation, will be the only ones to pass this knowledge to the succeeding generations. It's important to understand that the history of the Holocaust doesn't have the beginning and the end. It tells us a story of the dark side of human nature and society. Also, the history of Auschwitz may seem more distant with each year. Today, we can see worrying signs reappear in various parts of the world in different forms and the contexts. That's why each year the United Nations General Assembly passes the resolution on glorification of Nazism and admissibility of certain practices that contribute to fueling contemporary forms of racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance. This is the name of the resolution. We strongly believe in the need to preserve historical memory and prevent the falsification and distortion of history. Unfortunately, the vaccine against the Nazi virus is losing its potency in some European countries. Russia intends to use the 70th victory in Europe celebration to step up the fight against systemic attempts to glorify Nazism and revive intolerance and extremism in any form. This will be one of our key goals in coming period. In order to stave off such crime, we must join our efforts and form a cultural prevention, promote peaceful coexistence and respect of human rights and human destiny. The peace relies on mutual understanding between nations and cultures and derives from memory and knowledge of the past generation. The memory of the Holocaust victims should accompany us in our aspiration for the future where such horrible events will never take place. Thank you very much.